This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I said I'd do it. We're live on Facebook now with What's On Your Mind as well. You can watch that. I said I would give you a little sense of my view here. It doesn't stink. I'll just keep it at that for right now. Those are palm trees. That's the Atlantic Ocean. There's a pool down below, you know, ocean pool. Kevin was along. We'd probably put him in the ocean. Chris was along. We'd put him in the pool, you know. Tomato, tomato. Anyway, I am in Palm Beach, Florida today with What's On Your Mind. Mentioned that last hour. This hour we have a special supply chain talk radio town hall with three pros going to talk about this. Supply chain is kind of a word that you only know if you're in a business that needs something. I guess the military is big on it too, because if we're overseas and we need, you know, Humvees and bullets and body armor, you got to have a supply chain to meet the need, right? Well, if you sell hot tubs, Chevy and GMC pickups, or the best eyewear money can buy, you are reliant on a supply chain as well. So this is something that you get to know very well. For the consumer, I think it means this. Why are things costing so much more, and why does it take forever to get them? And some things do take forever. When I say forever, let me remind everybody, we as consumers here in the greatest country on the face of the earth are spoiled. We're spoiled. The American consumer is spoiled. We want something. It's instant gratification. We go get it. We pull it up. If, you know, I pull up the Puckless Chevrolet. I like that pickup, and I kind of like that one. Or maybe I want this one over here from Val City. I'm saying I like that Buick. Whatever it might be, right? We pick one up off the lot. Well, that's not as easy right now. And there's reasons for that. And when you go into Aspire Optical and you order a pair of glasses like these Maui Jims that I'm wearing right now, perfect for the Florida weather, you know, the day I place the order, they got to come from somewhere. And the parts in them, the lenses, and all the little tiny screws and the pieces come from somewhere as well. Same thing with Vince and the hot tubs and saunas and pool tables, although I think a lot of what Vince has is American-made. We're going to find that out today. Anyway, that's the intent of our show today, is kind of just discuss that and inform the consumer more than anything. We are brought to you in part today on What's On Your Mind by our friends at PetroServe USA. We brought the PetroServe USA studios to Palm Beach today. Somebody had to take the meetings. I volunteered. My business partner, Steve Hallstrom, said, no, you go. Why would I want to go to Florida? So took off yesterday, beautiful Memorial Day flight down here, and coming back tomorrow. And PetroServe USA helps us pack up the studios. But I get to tell you back home that the Carmarole, and by the way, I had a Carmarole, I bought it in Glendon on the way to the lake on Saturday. Oh, my gosh. I'm just telling you, it needs nothing other than about 20 seconds in the microwave, but I did put some butter on it as well. They have the best Carmarols ever because Valley Dairy Stores crafted the best Carmarols, and now they've added those to all the PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy Stores as well. But there's chicken. The chicken is unbelievable. At many of the stores, and they have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at a number of locations we talk about, too. The lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA to get you the best price. I'm a big fan of that unleaded 88 because it connects the oil fields with our cornfields in North Dakota. It works great. Let me introduce our guest to you. Steve Zahn is the general manager of Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota, and also the general manager of Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC, right there in beautiful Valley City, North Dakota. Steve Zahn, general manager of Pucklich. Thank you for joining us, sir. We appreciate that.
Good morning, Scott.
Got him loud and clear there. Also, with us today, Vince Webker. Vince is sitting in my chair at our Flight Family Studios, just because somebody has to once in a while. Vince is the owner of Hot Springs Spas there in Bismarck. They are in Grand Forks, and they are in West Fargo as well. The proprietor of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hello, Vince, and welcome to our little Supply Chain Talk Radio Town Hall here.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
And Ashley Freeborn is here. Ashley's the owner of Aspire Optical, and the other commercial this hour is the fact that I'm wearing Maui Jims. And Ashley, thank you. Welcome. Glad you're here. Let's just talk about these Maui Jims. When I ordered them, from you not long ago. Where did you get them from? And tell me a little bit about the supply chain business overall in optical.
Sure. So the optical world, I think we see these issues in the supply chain. I think we can all agree it's largely COVID related, or that's where the conversation started. And so last year, when Italy kind of started to go into lockdown and there, you saw these police blockades on the road, that's what kind of tipped me off. A lot of the major factories in the optical world are in northern Italy. And so you could kind of see this issue coming with supply and manufacturing. So with Maui Jim, however, specifically, they built a factory in Peoria, Illinois. I mean, the company was founded in Maui, but Peoria, Illinois is their major manufacturing facility in the United States. And they truly are one of the fastest they have one of the fastest turnaround times in the industry. So I think I'm sure part of our conversation will lead to the fact that having things made here is generally good for us and good for our consumers and the service that we can provide them. And so those Maui Jims, Scott, when you ordered them, we actually had them in store 2 days later to be able to dispense to you. And that's very abnormal in our industry. But they're just so good, and the facility that they have is state-of-the-art that we're able to supply it to you very quickly.
Therein lies the beauty of American made, because you have more of that flexibility. Now,
right.
That's the fact Steve's on. I'm going to go to Steve next from Pucklich. You can't get much more iconic American made brand than that, but how much the tech box still brought for 2020 comes from somewhere else. How many microchips, for instance, are in the average vehicle in the terms of the overall challenges from the automaker standpoint? Steve?
Well, I'm sorry, Scott, you're cutting out, so I only got part of what you said, but, obviously, in our world, it takes a tremendous amount of parts to put together a vehicle and get it shipped and all the different components, and our supply issues really started about a year and a half ago with the strike that GM went through, and then, of course, COVID hit. We're probably in the most supply issue we've been in since this started right now. Parts are hard to get for our consumers for repairs. Parts are hard to get to build vehicles. Of course, the latest thing that everybody knows about those, we're in the industry and the world is, we can't get microchips to build anything. Everything is so dependent on microchips these days and processors. We have Chevrolet right now has about, I believe, just short of 40,000 vehicles that are built waiting for microprocessors so they can ship them. So that just continues to be a building thing that we normally stock 250 to 300 vehicles in the ground, new ones. And right now, our Bismarck store has about 10, and our Valley City store has about 3. So we just have to continue to find ways to be creative to keep our customers going and to keep our sales going, and at the same time, be able to service and repair the motoring public through all of this challenge.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, no pun intended, to what you just described there. But do me a favor. So walk me through, again, you mentioned the strike. So that was an issue and a disruption even pre-COVID. Then you had COVID, and I assume, plants shut down, so then there's a lag. And now I've seen these pictures of, a sea of vehicles all ready to go, but for the microchips. So let's specifically deal with the microchip situation. How is GM or other auto manufacturers dealing with that situation?
Well, I think, as I mentioned earlier, General Motors is at least in certain models and certain plants, continue to build trucks, and they put dummy chips in them, and then they just put them on big lots, as you mentioned, that you see a sea of vehicles parked in lots all over the place. So what they're doing then is they label those with MP status for microprocessor, and they sit and wait. Now, we just got notification last Tuesday or Wednesday that they're starting to now retrofit all those vehicles, and they'll start shipping them as early as this week. But again, when you're 40,000 units behind, that chain is going to take a good 10 to 12 weeks to catch up. So we hear rumors GM and Ford have gone together to buy a couple of plants to potentially build their own microprocessors going forward. We haven't seen many details on that. So I think if we're ever found out just how important the more we can build at home and the better, this is it. But at the same time, it is a global industry and a global time we live in. So they continue to do their best heat vehicles, but you know, sales have been strong as well, and that adds to the change or the shortage is that, you know, sales are strong and we're already behind, and then, of course then we can't get microprocessors. So it's just we believe about a year before we're probably anywhere near normal inventory levels again, if we can even get there by then.
And again, the consumer's a little spoiled. Because we're used to what?
We're used to saying, go to the car lot. Hey, Steve, what do you got? I want to pick one out. And now it's a little bit different. So I want to explore this a little bit too. Vince Webker, get you in here and talk about hot tubs, saunas, and you know, all the products that you sell, hot springs, spas, and pool tables too. Vince is my neighbor, as our listeners know, and he and I talk a lot about this. And I was amazed early on how he was saying, guess what's going to happen? This is what's going to happen, and had product through much of COVID, but not without some foresight and digging into that a little bit. So more of this conversation on the supply chain. Talk Radio Town, all your questions or comments, welcome to Fire Away.
Martell's and Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years, $99 an hour for two men and a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained, they're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, family-owned, veteran-owned. Call now, 566-5532, 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. But only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? We're doing a Talk Radio Town Hall special conversation today about why things are costing more, why they're getting to you later than usual. Like, you really need to plan as a consumer for big purchases right now. And we're going to talk with our guests a little bit about the consumer response to all this. Right now we're getting under the hood about why this is happening, what exactly is going on. We have three world-class entrepreneurs here. Steve Zahn, who's the general manager of Pucklich, Ashley Freeborn and Vince Webker, both owners, Aspire Optical, in the case of Ashley, and I'm wearing today, just for the sake of the Facebook Live audience, my Maui Jim's here. I borrowed the look from JFK. Actually, whenever I go in and pick out a pair of glasses from Ashley, he gives me like four or five samples to choose from, helps me pick those out, and then I take them home, and then I let the real fashionistas in my family decide, because I'm no good at that. I would like, you know, I'd be still wearing like the, you know, the what's the hockey movie, Vince? The you know, the movie where the guy, the handsome brother,
Slapshot.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's the movie I've watched approximately 1,000 times. I'd still be wearing those, but for Ashley and his fashion sense and the ladies at home, so they helped me on these. So Vince, talk about, as Stephen and Ashley did, kind of your world as it pertains to COVID forward and what you saw coming, what is still happening today.
Yeah, like I said, back last March, you could see it coming, and you know, all of our employees were kind of down in the dumps a little bit. And like, I remember 9/11 after that happened. You know, everybody stayed home and the demand for our products went up, and that's exactly what happened, you know, during the COVID shutdown. But at the same time, demand went up all across the nation. The factory was shut down, you know, based in California, for months. So by the time they opened back up, we had a pipeline full, and the demand is still there, which is great. You know, it's just a new norm. You order it now, and you're probably going to get it in 2 or 3 months. And that's on the hot tubs. The other products, you know, saw this coming, ordered a bunch of swimming pools, saunas. So we were ahead of the game on that one, and we're pretty inventory rich when it comes to those products. So we've been very fortunate.
You can leave your comments on our Facebook feed if you like, or you can call us 701-258-0550, or again, the Beale Buffalo Hotline from Oasis Petroleum at 855-200-1776. Texture says, that is why you don't buy all your essential products from other countries. It's called national security. Steve, I'm going to go back to you for a minute. You mentioned, I don't know if this is public or a rumor or what, but there was talk of Ford and Chevy going together and standing up some plants that have been idle or empty or whatever, I don't know what they made before, and actually manufacture microchips. Do you think the auto industry has had a wake-up call on how much they're dependent on China for making American-made vehicles?
I don't know that I'm really qualified to answer that question, but I think that I would hope that everybody, you know, throughout this pandemic and throughout this whole very abnormal time, is reviewing all that stuff and taking a look at what is the best way to keep, you know, not really America turning, but as important as that is, but just keep their own businesses turning. And obviously we're seeing issues in production and shipping and you name it. So it's something that I think is certainly worthy of looking at. But then again, as I said, that's not my call and on their end.
You're the customer too in this case for Chevy and you know, GM products, so you got to rely on them to be able to do that. But you end up with obviously the challenge of talking to the consumer. So talk about besides microchips, which is an obvious one, and we've learned our lesson about how many of each vehicle is made up of those microchips. Talk about other things. I've heard auto parts, just, you know, parts to replace vehicles. And the challenge is there. Newer vehicles, they're not sitting in a salvage yard somewhere. So what kind of disruption has there been on the auto parts side, Steve?
Just as I said earlier, it's probably the biggest it's been right now than it was even last year during the height of COVID. Parts can be anywhere from a couple weeks delay to 3-4 month delay. We just had a brand new Blazer about a year old, I guess it was now, but, you know, accident, waiting for a fender for going on 10 weeks. And again, that fender comes from an outside supplier. You know, in addition to challenges of manufacturing, you know, even at GM, for instance, or Ford or any major manufacturers, it's all the suppliers that they rely on to build their trucks and cars and hot tubs or whatever you're building. There's a lot of components that go into them, and a lot of them suppliers were shut down for COVID may not be able to produce at full capacity. So it's just a trickle-down effect has been amazing on this thing. Now, the latest thing we hear, And again, it's a lot of just that we hear it. You can't find enough trucks to truck anything, to ship anything. So that affects everything. And I think that in our world, you chip away a part here, a part there, a car here, a truck there, and it eventually catches up to you. And as I just told my management team this morning, I hope we hit bottom this month, and we start rebuilding from here. But I may have said that for the last couple of months, you know, then meetings go.
Well, you hope at some point that the normal returns, no doubt about it. And Ashley, you too were early on in this saying, you know what, this at some point we're going to have a awakening of just how much we take things for granted. And the average, you know, set of eyeglasses, lenses, everything else, how much, not Maui Jim, because obviously smart move. They designed it in Maui, literally, and then said, let's go get American-made ingenuity to build it, build these eyeglasses in Illinois. But how much overall in the industry do you rely on from overseas?
A tremendous amount. And so initially when COVID kind of struck back in March, the largest manufacturer of eyewear on the planet purchased the vast majority of available optical grade acetate or plastic to be able to continue manufacturing. And so that sustained their supply chain until about the end of the year. But where we see more significant delays now is on product that is made in Europe, specifically France and Italy. So we're seeing price increases even on brands like Ray-Ban, brands like Oakley that, I mean, these are the most sought-after sunglass brands in the planet. Price increases in the range of 4% that are sent to us, all the way up to 20% for some of the luxury product. I was really surprised. Some of the Tom Ford product that we just received recently was considerably higher than what we had paid before. And so part of it is manufacturers are trying to transition to less new releases a year so that they can meet the forecasts a little bit more efficiently, I think, in the midterm, the next 3 or so years. But I think where we really see the delays in our industry, it's in shortages in raw materials. So an example of that would be Oakley does a photochromic lens, and the activator that will change it from clear to dark, that's currently in production delay, so the company, Oakley, is at a loss at the moment until probably the end of this year. And then, secondly, it's a labor shortage. And so there's this, the other shortage in supply chain is labor. And we saw it in our lab. We were using a lab in Portland for a long time, and we had to switch it over to a lab in Minnesota, same company, but it's just labor is also a very big issue coming out of COVID.
All right, we'll take a break, continue our conversation. I want to talk about labor, too, because that's a huge issue here. And there's also opportunity in every crisis, right? And maybe it's time to rethink a little bit of these supply chains and get us all on that America First bandwagon. We'll talk more about it. Steve's on from Buttledge, Ashley Freeborn from Aspire Optical, and Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas when we continue.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, and ammo, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The first case of human infection from a particular bird flu strain has been detected in the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu, China's National Health Commission said on Tuesday. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News this is nothing like COVID-19.
There's been over 180 isolates of different avian flus of a similar strain, and we just simply haven't seen much community transmission. Right now, there's no evidence of community transmission human to human, and I suspect the Chinese are being super transparent given the origins of coronavirus and their lack of transparency there.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm sure you've heard Facebook banned President Trump. Twitter, YouTube, same thing. They're cracking down on Trump conservatives everywhere. And now Newsmax wants to know if Congress should stop the big tech censorship that's going on. Bring Trump back on Facebook and bring some sanity to the big tech world. You can vote on that question in Newsmax poll and give your opinion on it. You just text the word zone to 393947. So it's 39747. Zone is the word you text to 39747. I voted. It's fun to watch the results. You can make your voice heard today. Newsmax TV will share the results with millions. Now the fourth largest cable news channel in America out of all of them. President Trump's on Newsmax. It's now on all major cable systems. Check your guide or call your operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. But be aware, Mitko customers can't get Newsmax. Mitko carries 11 liberal news channels, but not Newsmax. So if you're a Mitko customer, good idea to call them and tell them you want Newsmax or remind them you could switch. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Should Trump be back on Facebook? Should Congress take on big tech? Zone to 39747. Text the word zone to 39747. A little bit of breaking news here that's happened just in the last dozen hours or so. One of the largest meat suppliers in the country was hit on Sunday by a cyber attack that impacted operations, with the attack coming, of course, just weeks after we know Russia, some bad actor in Russia, went after the Colonial Pipeline, forced it to shut down, and got a payoff. The meat-producing group JBS USA said in a statement that it was the target of an organized cyber attack that affected servers in North America and Australia. Authorities have been notified. They have an incident response form responding to the attack, stressing, however, the backup servers were not attacked. The company is not aware of any evidence at this time that customer, supplier, or employee data had been compromised or misused. Resolution of the incident will take time, which may delay certain transactions with customers and supplies. Few of your comments about that. Beef packer JBS has had a cyber attack. It shut down a plant in Australia, rocking the fat cattle market. What's next? Says a texter. That's, by the way, different than the official statement that we got. Another says, well, now we have another hack on JBS packing company. Anyone see a correlation between letting China be involved with cybersecurity? Hang on to your hat, folks. Beef is going to go nuts on the shelf. Ranchers are going to take it again. Something to be worried about. We saw it with gas. price of gas, Eastern Seaboard, skyrocketed. I see a pattern. You can't ignore cyber attacks on elections and say it's a bad thing when it gets to pipeline or beef packing company. Just saying. Back to our roundtable here. Three great experts for you talking about something that really has become incredible conversation. Probably heard a little bit about it at the barbecue fest or your opportunity to gather with others on Memorial Weekend and remember those who died serving this country. Everybody's talking about it. There's a labor shortage as part of this as well, a supply chain disruption, because when you buy a new Chevy truck, it has microchips from China. Every vehicle does. And microchips are made with rare earth minerals. And China has an incredible grip on the rare earth mineral market. Well, guess what? There's rare earth minerals in lignite. We have it here in North Dakota. So might this be an opportunity? Might we wake up and say, wait a minute, just like you heard Steve say earlier, Ford, Chevy, exploring. How often do Chevy and Ford compete? Right? I mean, they compete all the time. And in this case, they're laying their swords down saying, hey, we're in this together. We better get something with the supply chain figured out here. Now, the Trail Boss still beats the Raptor every day, so Chevy's still dominating, I think Steve would tell you. And I can prove that myself because I'm driving a beautiful Trail Boss Silverado from Buckledge. But in some ways, they're actually kind of saying, let's do this together. They saw an opportunity here to improve the supply chain. And you hear from Ashley how somebody's doing it better from Maui Jims. Now, if I have a choice between glasses, guess where I'm going to get them? Vince, let's talk about your business and your suppliers and what you saw in the way of opportunity here. Because I think at any pain point, our advertisers, every one of them are coming in. Whether they sell lawnmowers, flooring, everything. Our reps come back and say, holy buckets, these people can't get anything. They're having a heck of a time hiring people because of all the COVID disruption. And now they can't get their products. And every single time I go, where is the opportunity in that? Where is the opportunity? But I'm just a radio guy. You guys are selling the actual goods and having to get those supplies. Our microphones don't come from China. We just talk, so we don't have to worry about that coming from China. What is the opportunity? And a question for each of you. I'll start with Vince.
Well, as much as I dislike 2020 and all its obstacles and interruptions in our daily life, the opportunity for us was tremendous because we're in the wellness business. And in 2020, the consumer connected the dots between the backyard, a hot tub or a sauna, and wellness. And that demand skyrocketed. So the opportunity, you know, 2020 is probably the greatest year ever for us and continues to be into this year. And the consumer, for the most part, I mean, they get the obstacles that are in front of us and from our suppliers. And, you know, I think they've learned to, well, first we have to do a good job of saying you need this product. It's every day made better. You're a better person physically, mentally, relationally with this product, and it's worth the wait. And in lies the retraining, you know, of the consumer. Like you said, you can't just come in and say, I'll take that today and we'll deliver it today. There is a wait time. And part of that wait is because of the labor, you know, the COVID restrictions. You can only have so many people in the factory at a time. And, you know, that's coming back too. So, it's been a great opportunity for us and our business here in North Dakota.
But you had to be a little gutsy in that, Vince. I mean, on the opportunity side, right? You had to, you didn't know what was going to happen. None of us did. I mean, when you're shutting down literally everything in the United States of America, you don't know. But you were going and getting every hot tub, every sauna, every pool you possibly could in anticipation that, look, if we're all hunkered down, what better, you know, in your case, products that, you know, that are more on the wellness side, on the recreation side. You took a bet there, though, didn't you? Pretty big one.
Yep, we did. We ordered, you know, back at last May, June, ordered over 200 saunas, which is unheard of for the summer months. So we are still very inventory rich because of that gamble. We do have more saunas than anybody in the United States. We have more above ground swimming pools, more game room furniture, you know, and I think more hot tubs sold too. I would have taken all the hot tubs we could get, but there was a new term introduced to us in 2020, and that's called allocation. So we got allocated so many hot tubs based on, you know, our performance in the past business-wise. And I can say that's a good opportunity, too. So we've been very blessed with all the products. And, yeah, I'm sure the other guys here will tell you business is a gamble. And you gotta take chances once in a while, and this one paid off.
I see Steve Zahn from Pucklish nodding when you said allocation. That's a word you're dealing with always, really, in the car business, right? Because there's always, you know, the hot product everybody wants or whatever. But talk about how it's been different in this era, Steve.
Well, I wish I didn't have to worry about allocation. We have that's the name of the game in our business. They tell us how many we get, and we call it turn and earn in our world, which is you sell it, you get another one. And the opportunity has been really, you know, I think a lot like Vince just spoke about, the consumers don't have a lot of choices right now either. If they need a vehicle and or are interested in upgrading their current transportation, they haven't got a lot of choices to go anywhere and look around for it. You know, we've all kind of got what we have, and we've you know, goodness, we got, thank goodness, we got good dealer trade partners that we can work with, and so I think the urgency to buy has been better for us since last year, and I would agree with comments made earlier. You know, 2020 was with all of its challenges and all of its fun moments, we really came out of it with a pretty decent year overall, and it continues into 21. If we get our supply chain issues fixed, I think 21 will be the potential to be a record year. People have got seem to have more money than they've had in a long time, and are willing to spend it. And I think that you know, like you mentioned allocation. Well, we last month we sold about 75 new. We were in GM gave us about 50, so we went backwards 25. But that's kind of our business. Again, we're just trying to continue to grow volume so we can get that inventory rebuilt for the future. But I think overall it's taught us to be a lot better, a lot more efficient, and a lot more lean in the way we do business and the way we work with our customers. And you know, they've been tremendously patient through this whole thing, and we – when you order a certain, you know, we have models that take 6 to 8 months to get right now, and that's with a lot of hope. So we can't thank our customers enough because they've been patient as well. It's those that have an instant need where they maybe had an accident, totaled out a vehicle, or had one break down that just couldn't replace, and that we worked the hardest with and trying to get them keep them rolling down the highway.
Well, as a Silverado Trail Boss owner, it's worth the wait. I'll just give my little public service announcement for the consumers out there. Ashley, let me ask you, what opportunity have you seen and realized in this?
Well, I think one of the big COVID takeaways, and this is it's across the board, I think it's about being more proactive than reactive, and it's every industry. And when you know, when we're talking microchips, it's vehicles, it's phones. You can't get a PlayStation 5 right now, right? People are paying like $1,200 to get a PlayStation 5. And I think it's about identifying just overall in every industry where the vulnerabilities are in the supply chain. And I think the government definitely has a role to play in that. You know, and in the microchip scenario, 80% of the world's microchips are produced in Taiwan. And China calls Taiwan theirs. And I just think, you think whether it's a weather event, whether it's a COVID event, which Taiwan is about to have a surge, or whether it's a military event, which is very possible with our relationship between Taiwan and China, it could severely disrupt our way of life, whether it's in healthcare, whether it's in military, whether it's in eye care. And I think it's about recognizing where these opportunities are as entrepreneurs, as government officials, and figuring out how to best prepare ourselves for the next incident where it's going to affect our supply chain, it's going to affect pricing across the board.
Here in my mind is the big opportunity for the United States of America. Return to a Donald Trump-like America First policy. To recognize at every point where we are reliable on our consumer goods or our national defense or cybersecurity pipelines, beef packing plants, we've got to have that protection built in place. And I think that's the wake-up call. That's the opportunity for all of us. More of our conversation with these gentlemen when we come back. A texter wants to know about Donald Trump's trade agreements and if they had a positive or negative effect. We'll ask the group that and also talk a little bit about their labor needs when we
come. This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town. And they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com. Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. See the new Enclave from Buick. The 2021s are in. Acadia now in stock. They've got the new Hummer EV that you can check out. And a lot of the Buick SUV models up to 19% below MSRP right now, and there's a lot of free money out there. And, of course, your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or give them a call at 701-214-6372. It's 214-6372 online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, we're doing a little supply chain roundtable here, brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And you know, they have something that you ought to put in your supply chain, and that is in addition to your HVA system. They have commercial and residential versions of this. And the places these have been, long-term care facilities is an example. State of North Dakota brought a bunch of these and did grants for long-term care facilities. And the record of zapping the flu and other viruses and the coronavirus is phenomenal. I mean, her story's about bars that did this. They didn't have one contact tracing back to their bar after putting this simple addition to their HVAC system. Because a lot of people believe when it comes to COVID, it's much more about circulation of the air and grabbing the bad stuff and putting good stuff back in than it is even a mask. That ventilation, if you look at scientists, is the real thing. H.A. Thompson Sons can help you with that. Online at hatandsons.com. Very affordable solution. We're with Steve Zahn, general manager of Puck, as well as Ashley Freeborn from Aspire Optical. You'll note I've switched eyewear. And Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince, I'm going to throw the trade question to you. A listener said, ask one of your panel guests if any of the shortages have to do with Donald Trump's trade agreements with other countries or trade arrangements. You put any of this on Trump or COVID, or what do you put it on?
Well, COVID, definitely, because like all our products are made in the U.S. Yes, there's pieces, you know, here and there that probably come from China, but the real delay was, let's take California. You know, their governor shut down the factory. Their strict COVID protocol in California still hasn't come back, but our manufacturer, you know, has done a good job of Hot Springs, has done a good job of with the labor they do have, and getting product made and getting it out to us. And, you know, they've had trouble with vendors too, supply chain, as we've all talked about. But it's not at all on Trump. It's you know, it's definitely a COVID related, you know, bump in the road.
All right, let me ask each of you. I'm gonna start, Steve, with you, and then go to Ashley and Vince related to labor. First of all, it's a good gig working at a car dealership. I'm just going to say you treat your people well. I see how you know, many you've had yourself a good example the years you spent in this business. So these are not like you know, burger flipper kind of jobs. These are great jobs, great careers, parts guys, service guys, as well as salesmen. Is it hard still in that environment when you've got a cherry job getting employees right now, Steve? I'm not hearing Steve, Chris. Just hang on one sec, Steve. We'll get you in here.
Yes, on my end, sorry.
No? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, labor continues to be a big issue for us in both of our stores. And really at every level of labor that we need, from entry level to highly skilled, the demand is fairly high again. And at the same time, we are running into the, well, I don't need to work right now, so I'm just not going to. And that's kind of, we're hoping it's better this month now with Governor Burton's latest order to get out of the national unemployment program. So we just said, it's like everything else in the last 18 months and really our in business in general, you just continue to find creative ways to accomplish what you need to get to your objectives. And, you know, from a labor standpoint, we've worked hard on how we promote our labor. But the, I think our how we're liked out in the community is a big deal, and that helps us a lot when we go to look for labor. But there's just a tremendous amount of competition right now, whether it be the current unemployment level of funding or the demand for workforce is again, through the roof. So,
kudos, by the way, to our state leaders, Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, and others who pushed to say enough already with this. It's time to be done paying bonuses, which they were literally doing, and extending a normal 12 to 26 week state benefit to 53 weeks. I mean, they add the 53 weeks on. You can't make it up. Ashley and Vince, quick on this. I want to give each a chance to give a little plug before we go. But how about labor hiring at Aspire Optical, Ashley? Challenges?
It's very difficult. Optician work is very niche. It's almost like an apprenticeship. So it's very hard to find. So if you're an optician out there and, you are looking to change places or you just moved to town, please call us. That would be great. It's very difficult. I mean, it doesn't matter what street you seem to drive down in Fargo right now. It's now hiring, now hiring, now hiring. Every single business has a sign out, $500 bonus for coming on. It's pervasive in this state. And you look at the new Amazon facility that's coming to town, and you're like, we need people to come here. We need some sort of local government and state government to start attracting people to this state, to this city, to be able to fill the need.
We do. We need to get purposeful about it because it's a great place to live and work. Vince, I'm going to give you the last word here. You're going to run out of kids at some point here. You got Maddie, you got Josh, you got Lexi working there. How are you doing on the hiring?
Well, it's always been a challenge in North Dakota, but you just kind of put the blinders on and you make up your mind you're going to go get good people and you get them and then you try to keep them and, you know, with a good atmosphere and work atmosphere. But, yeah, so it's if you're looking for a career in the wellness world, come visit us.
There you go. And by the way, I know this because I own the products from all three of these individuals. Quality people, great companies, fantastic products. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Aspire Optical, and Pucklet Chevrolet, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Thanks, guys. Great job. It's the world we live in, folks. See you tomorrow.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and leg, and it really doesn't. In the long run, it's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection of sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now, 934-1134, and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.